Next on Community Matters, they're looking to fill a key position at Battle Creek City Hall.
Our Human Resources Department has posted the job description and the fact that there is an opening at the city.
Some advice after the latest data breach hits the news.
Make sure that you're not using the same password on multiple websites.
And concerns about kitten season on our Wiggly Tail update.
Someone's always offering free kittens. I think I've already seen 5 or 6 litters of kittens available. People trying to find homes. There won't be enough homes this year.
That's coming up on Community Matters for Saturday, April 6, 2024. I'm Richard Pyatt. Welcome. Community Matters here, WBCK, Saturdays after the 8 o'clock news. Anytime, battlecreekpodcast.com. And mind you, we have a new website that has debuted, as we told you last week. And there's Community Matters episodes there, among others. So check it out, battlecreekpodcast.com. Richard Pyatt with you. Happy to say thanks to Lakeview Ford Lincoln, underwriting Community Matters. Well, you may have heard somehow or read that soon in Battle Creek, we will be searching for a new city attorney. And here to talk about that is Mayor Mark Behnke and Vice Mayor Sherry Sophia. Welcome to you both.
Thank you, Richard.
So here's something that I didn't realize, and folks may not realize. If you take a look at the org chart for the city of Battle Creek, you see that the commission is at the top, of course, and reporting to the commission are two positions, the city manager and the city attorney. So obviously, Mark, the commission is involved in hiring for this position, right?
Absolutely. And we also like to encourage them to work together, both the city manager and the city attorney. And several years ago, sometimes they didn't work together as well as they should have. Mm. So it always finds one of them on the outside then.
Yeah, that's an interesting point. And it makes a lot of sense that if both of those positions are somewhat lateral on the org chart, that infers that those positions both integrate and somehow work together. And by that, I think it's obvious. I don't know. Let's find out. A city attorney is exactly that, a legal expert that is on staff. Sherry, is that how you see it?
That is absolutely correct. You know, the city is involved in a lot of different things, from contracts to, it's not a big secret that the city gets sued. There are just a host of duties that the city attorney is involved with and performs. And so it's important that we have the right person in there to fulfill those duties.
So, Mark, when you hear that the city attorney is going to retire and you have this task to find someone to fill those shoes, and by the way, those shoes have been filled by the same person for some time, how do you respond to that? How do you react to that?
Well, first of all, I thought Jill did an excellent job of really raising the bar of what was expected from the city of Battle Creek. She worked with a lot of the departments to better utilize how we presented ourselves and how we really worked with the public. And I applaud her for that. She did the same thing with the city commission. She reminded us constantly not to press respond to all when we voice our opinion on emails because it's subject to the Freedom of Information request. And I appreciate what Jill did for us for a number of years. And I know that she's ready to retire. Like she stated at the night of the meeting that she looks forward to being in retirement with her husband at the same time. So thank you very much, Jill, for your hard work for the people of Battle Creek.
So Sherry, how will we go about this search?
We're taking a two-pronged approach. First of all, HR, or our Human Resources Department, has posted the job description and the fact that there is an opening at the city for the position of city attorney. At the meeting, we approved the job description that will go along with that posting, and it is being posted on the city's website, along with other websites like LinkedIn and through other professional websites. The Bar Association in Calhoun County, as well as surrounding bar associations, they'll all get that notification that the city is searching for a new city attorney. At the same time, purchasing has prepared an RFP, a request for proposal, that is going out to allow companies that specialize in helping organizations like the city of Battle Creek hire individuals. And those two processes are going to run in tandem. The city has an entire process that it goes through to determine basically bang for your buck. Rebecca and Jill said there would probably be 6 or 7 firms that they could think of right off the top of their head that may have an interest. Now, not all of them may apply, but they would all have an interest. So we decided to take that two-pronged approach because if we can't, through our channels, we're not getting individuals that are interested in filling that position, or the job description talks about experience at the 10 years as an attorney, 5 years in municipal law. If we're not getting those people applying, we may need to broaden our search. But we're not going to know if they're applying until toward the end of April. Hmm. So the thought was using an outside firm, if we're at least looking for and determining who might be the best fit for us, should we need to go in that direction, that will help the process keep moving along. If we use an outside firm, I would anticipate it's probably early June before we see the first resume. And that's assuming that nothing waits on anybody's desk for approval, that it takes just a couple of weeks to put together the information, that it gets posted and the search firm does their process. It would probably be early to mid-June before we would see anything.
I think this is pretty standard, right? In a position of this kind, typically a firm is hired to help with the search that can actually take some of the heavy lifting away from entities like you, like the commission, because they'll do some vetting early on of candidates and then present you with those that pass their test, their litmus test, right?
They would say, okay, so, you know, you city want this experience, this background, you know, whatever the criteria is that the city commission puts together that they would use to do that vetting.
All right. And by the way, we should say the process of going through this is being evaluated on the part of the commission by a subcommittee. Is that true?
The initial process is yes, okay. But that subcommittee will not be the one making any sort of final decisions at all.
So how does that work then? The subcommittee takes a look at what the search firm recommends. There's probably a process of interviews and so on. And would that subcommittee make a recommendation to the full commission as to who they'd suggest?
We haven't quite gotten that far in the process. We needed to at least get the word out that we have this position open so that people can begin submitting their applications, resumes, writing samples, you know, those kinds of things, so that the RFP could go out and those search firms could start putting together their bids. We need to examine how we're going to move forward. I'm not sure how many applications we're going to get on our own, but yes, the search firm would do a lot of that vetting just to make sure that we're moving forward with those candidates that we're most likely interested in.
What do we know about these kinds of positions in terms of competitiveness? Is there a lot of elevated interest in positions like this such that we might have a ton of candidates? Have you been given any kind of notion yet about how difficult this search might be?
I haven't gotten any feedback. I've talked to some attorneys that I know, and they said that at their firms that they've had positions open for months and gotten just 1 or 2 applicants.
Oh, boy.
You're looking at a much larger pool because it's easier for them to consider someone who's just graduating from law school. So we're looking for someone that has some time practicing.
Yeah. Is municipal experience important?
I think it is. We have to.
I would agree. I would agree. I would think that a lot of people are probably calling Jill and talking to her about the position to see if there's going to be someone within house that will apply before they apply. No one wants to apply for the job and not get it, especially if they're good and well known in the industry. You know, we could have 50 or 60 applications right away, or we could have a small number. So it'll be interesting to watch. I appreciate you doing this show because it shows that we're interested and that we care about who our next city attorney is.
And we don't know, I suppose, how the general hiring climate will affect this. We hear a lot about how difficult it is to fill positions, depending on what they are, of course. I have a presumption that a city attorney position is a sought after kind of thing in one's career as an attorney, but I'm not one. So that's only a hunch on my part, but I'll be curious to hear what your ultimate search professionals tell you about that.
There was a hiring of a city attorney in Kalamazoo recently.
Yeah.
The city of Kalamazoo hired the city of Oshtemo city attorney. And within 3 days, he resigned because he found out that there were some difficulties on the Kalamazoo City Commission that he may not be able to weather. And so he gave up the position real quick, like, and then they had to go through the process again of hiring another city attorney and keep Clive Robinson on for a short period of time while they look for another attorney. So it's always interesting to see that type of a situation for those of us that follow municipal government.
Yeah, I did read about that. The whole process starts again. And so that's an interesting point. I mean, someone's listening to this now, and maybe they're rolling the idea around in their mind of stating an interest and applying. What kinds of things would you encourage them to ask about the dynamics of Battle Creek Commission and government?
Well, number one, will the commission get along together? And I think that's what was reflective in Kalamazoo. They've got a commission that is not working as well as they should together. And I know I'm going out on the line saying that, but I believe that's what happened with that decision. It's unfortunate, but those things happen. We have been known not to work together. I think this last 2 years, we've worked together pretty well. And I think that question will be asked of the current city attorney and to see if she has the respect of the commission. So there will be a lot of things asked, and it's hard to understand some of the lawsuits that we still have pending. Those are always big questions too, and whether or not they want to tackle some of those. We've got some big ones there.
That's an interesting point about the dynamics, but I would also think there's another side to that. And that is, if you want to work in municipal government with a commission, that's liable to happen at any time, right, Sherry? I see you nodding.
I couldn't agree more, Richard. And I think that it's going to be important to remember that this is an election year.
Yeah.
So all nine of us are up for re-election. And, you know, I haven't had any conversations with my colleagues to ask them if they're running or not. But even if you run, there's no guarantee that you're going to win. Mm-hmm. So the city commission could look much different in December than it does now.
Boy, and imagine that if the whole commission turned over. Wow, that is a whole other show, I think. But I presume then that someone who is interested in being a city attorney understands these dynamics. But I suppose that'll be part of the questioning that the search firm and all of you will sort out, and so will they, over the process of this. How much do you suppose the city itself comes into play? For example, a candidate for city attorney in Battle Creek might want to take a look at the city overall. How important do you think that is in terms of making a good impression on them?
I think it's very important. And I think that we've got a lot of things that are going for us. We've got the new hotel that's going in downtown. We continue to work on economic development and attracting jobs because, say, you're looking to relocate to Battle Creek because you're coming from someplace that is just not within driving distance. If you've got a spouse or significant other, what are the employment opportunities for them? Mm-hmm. What are your schools like? And I think I would put Battle Creek against any other urban area in the state. Rush hour is 5 minutes. I think we do a pretty good job of getting people in and out from wherever they're going to or coming from, and cost of living. I mean, it's easy to complain about, but I think by and large, if you compare us to other areas, we're not out of line. Mm-hmm. And the people in Battle Creek are friendly. Battle Creek is just a unique community, I think. I would think that there are a lot of things that could attract someone to want to work in this community.
What are your thoughts on that, Mark? You've had a lot of experience under your belt here and as a commissioner and as a business person and so on. What would you say to a candidate for city attorney who might originate from elsewhere?
Yeah, to admit, they're going to do a lot of research on Battle Creek. They may check our credit rating. They may check to see how solvent we are. Right now, we probably have the best retained earnings, or our general fund balance is the largest it's ever been. It's 27% of our budget. They may want to check with the Kellogg Company or the Federal Center to see how relationships are there. I don't think anyone wants to come into a community where there is question about the government or question about how effective we are in doing our jobs. Like Sherry said, economic development, I think we're doing some of the best things that we've ever seen before with Battle Creek Unlimited. They've taken over a lot of these situations in downtown Battle Creek, and they're doing a darn good job. It'll be interesting to see this whole process play out, and it'll be good to do another show so we can share some information about the finalists. I'm sure it'll be either three or five finalists at some point in time, and the entire city commission is going to work together to make that ultimate decision.
Speaking of that, Sherry, you talked about the timeline you expected somewhere to be in the summer, terms of at least seeing who your finalists are at that point. How much time do we have, by the way?
If we don't have someone, from my perspective, if we don't have someone that we think we can get on board by August 1st, then by the second meeting in July, we're going to have to appoint someone to act as city attorney on an interim basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Someone to step up. By the way, Mark, you talked about the notion that there might be some internal candidates. The city attorney doesn't do all of this by themselves. They have support, right?
Right. I believe there's four attorneys, or maybe five. Jill has done a great job of really cultivating or bringing a group of attorneys together that work in specialties. I know Marcel spends a lot of time just with our contracts for all the cellular attendants throughout the city of Battle Creek, because there are so many. Mm-hmm. And that's a full-time job, renegotiating and talking about those. And I believe each attorney has a specialty that Jill has had them concentrate on. And I think that's just good leadership. But, you know, I think we're going to be able to meet the deadline. I think Sherry is capable, and the committee members, as long as they continue to share information with the rest of the commission, I see no reason why we can't achieve this by July 31st. And once again, by charter, we have to have a city attorney in place immediately. I wanted to share with you the previous city attorney, just for those people who are listening that may have known people like Paul Levy. He served from 1980 to 1999, so that's 19 years. Then Clyde Robinson served from 1980 to 2008 and went on to be the city attorney in Kalamazoo and just recently retired from Kalamazoo. Eileen Wicklund served from 1996 to 2013, so 7 years. And then finally, Jill Steele served just about 15 years for the city of Battle Creek as our city attorney. So we thank these people, and everyone has good memories about some of our city attorneys. I vaguely remember the attorney before Paul Levy, and I remember he would fall asleep at the meetings because in high school, we would have to go to a meeting, and you'd have to get your agenda signed by one of the commissioners, but I remember him sitting back, and he would fall asleep during the meeting.
Well, that would leave an impression one way or another, wouldn't it? You know, what you bring up right now is an interesting point and can underscore someone's research when they're looking at this. All of those folks whom you've mentioned have been in the position for a period of long standing.
Absolutely. The youngest was actually Eileen Wicklund, and she worked in the prosecutor's office before she became city attorney. She had 7 years, which is substantial.
Yeah. All right. Well, we certainly will reconnect on this discussion and get an update on where things stand. By the way, you can see that org chart that we talked about right there on the city website, which shows what we were just talking about, how the city manager and the city attorney are somewhat lateral, reporting to the commission as well directly. And so Rebecca Fleury does as city manager, and Jill Steele has certainly as city attorney. So it's obviously a key position in the city of Battle Creek, and how the process unfolds will be interesting to see, and whether or not some of the hiring challenges that we've heard about out there would come into play, or maybe not. It's thanks to Mayor Mark Behnke and Vice Mayor Sherry Sophia, City of Battle Creek, to bring us up to date on the city attorney search. Thank you both.
Thank you, Richard.
Thank you, Richard.